You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Erk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered a wide, wide selection of music, apart from Dozy Do by Julie the Band. It's now 2010, and Erk comes down the pipe and into your ears. Bigger, stronger and faster. Every Friday, it's Erk FM time. Now here's your host of Erk FM from Channel Erk. Here's Erk!
G'day everyone, I'm Erk. Welcome to Channel Erk and welcome to episode 101 of Erk FM, Submissions 101. Erk FM is my music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears each and every Friday. Erk FM is a member of Channel Erk and a member of the Association of Music Podcasting. I hope you all enjoyed last week's episode, episode 100. A great random selection of tracks there. Thank you once again to everyone who has played a part of the first 100 episodes. And thank you to my mum and co-host here on Channel Erk, Judy's Blast FM. She's the host and the co-host of Blast from the Past for being my guest co-host last week here on Erk FM. We have some great music for you today from around the world. We have some tracks from Europe, tracks from the UK, the US, and a couple of tracks from Australia as well. This is Submissions 101. If you would like to submit a track, I must be able to play it because of copyright reasons. Please, I do not want to be sued because I'm playing a track without having the rights to do so. Of course, all the rights do remain with the original rights holder. You can email me. I'm having some problems with the Dropio box, so I've had to take that offline just for the moment. You can email me, or you can contact me via Twitter or via Facebook. All the contact information is on the show notes. So let's go to our first band now. I'm happy to say that at least three of the artists, are returning artists who have submitted their tracks to Erk FM before. They must be doing something right, because they're submitting tracks to me again. And that makes me very, very happy. And speaking of happy, here's Dandelion from Sweden with a track called Happy Children. You're listening to episode 101 of Erk FM, erkfm.com, channelerk.com.
They seem to meet in the mirror of the window, but now with eyes of strangers. Just one glance in the corner of their eyes will make them remember the day they smile like silly, laughing from their hearts like everything was real, beautiful in every part, like when happy children play. Everything is real.
Alrighty, that was our second artist making a return to Irk FM. That was Butt Hazza with his latest track called La La Land. You may remember a couple of episodes where we featured the music of Butt Hazza. He originally comes from the country of Georgia rather than the US state of Georgia. And he has a new album which is forthcoming. And he describes it as an elaborate meeting of end and start, as reincarnate as a musician, offering fresh looks at our uncanny environment in coming releases. A collection of tracks, 14 songs in total, recorded between 2008 and 2010. These tracks previously were scattered among his projects, new demos, and now here. The title? Zero. With the letter O being the number zero. And so that is quite cool. One really good thing that I've noticed that I didn't notice the last time we had Butt Hazza on the show is that there is a pronunciation guide, which is really cool, because sometimes I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce these names, and some other music podcasters might not be either. So here's a pro tip for any bands out there. If your name is a little bit difficult to pronounce, tell us how it's pronounced on the website, somewhere in the About page or somewhere like that. Another pro tip, have an About page. Before that, we heard from Dandelion from Sweden, making a return also to Irk FM. And that is cool as well. Lots of videos and lots of photos on many of the artists' websites that you can go and check out some more of their music as well. One good thing about the Irk FM website is that if the band has made an appearance here on Irk FM before, you can go to irkfm.com, open up the drop-down list of artists featured on Irk FM, and I will be able to tell you that we've had Butt Hazza on the show before on episodes 59 and 69, and we also had a Dandelion on the show in a previous episode as well, Irk FM episode 59. So it's a great welcome back to those particular bands. Let's continue now. We're going to crank the music a bit now, and we're going to hear from Monty, who submitted his track directly to me via email. Monty the Space Poet, as he likes to call himself. He has been involved in music for most of his life. His music began with learning how to play the piano, the recorder, and the clarinet during elementary school as a young child. And when he entered the 8th grade, he got into the drums. That's when music stopped being a hobby and became a lifestyle. He played drums for about 10 years and was a very good drummer. And despite the drummer stereotype, he feels that it has really helped his singer-songwriter pursuits. His influences were and still are Keith Moon, John Bonham, Neil Peart, Ginger Baker, and Mitch Mitchell. So let's hear from Monty, the Space Poet, now. And we're going to hear his song, which is called, let's have a look, it is called America Rocks. And America certainly does rock. And one of these days, I'll be back there. You're listening to Irk FM, episode 101, submissions 101. Let's rock it now with Monty.
Trigger cocks. Monsters won't break our locks. Always remember that America rocks. We have the right to think outside the box. That's how I know that America rocks. I am American. I know I'm free. I will not be frightened from seeing you shining sea.
Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Slowly, till you make me feel. Craig Morrison from Australia, and you're listening to IRC FM, top station and a top man. You can find me at craigmorrisonmusic.com. Check it out.
I see us kissing in the rain.
Now children, you are
You're listening to Submissions 101 here on IRC FM, IRCFM.com. That song was called Cold as Ice by Latent Anxiety, who have also appeared recently on IRC FM, coming to us from good old Los Angeles. Latent Anxiety is a unique, innovative and award-winning music project from Los Angeles. And it's called the multi-dimensional sound that you heard there is an example of what he calls electronic alternative rock, or EAR for short. Latent Anxiety does not get caught up on one particular musical style or genre, but purely defines its own boundaries while presenting substantially crossover ability and something for every listener. So that was cool. Before that, we shoot over to the Isle of Man in the UK with Postcode, and they submitted their track to me as well via the email. The email address, of course, is on the show notes, and the song was called Drowning. Postcode started in 2005, and by the end of 2006 had an album written, at which point they decided to focus on becoming an actual band, roping in a drummer, a bass player and a guitar player. The album was released in February of 2007. The latest album was called Zebraland in September 2008, and they're currently working on material for their next album. They also released the EP called the Post Zebracore EP as well, which is a download only release. The band also has an acoustic side to it as well, and there's a link on their MySpace site to go to their acoustic section. So if you want a bit mellower of a Postcode, well, you can go and hear the acoustic version there. Don't forget, IRC FM is a part of Channel IRC, www.channelirc.com. Lots of great music coming to us over the weekend. And we have this show, of course, IRC FM, on Fridays. On Saturday, we have Judy's Blast from the Past, where my mum Judy and I, we talk about things that happened back in my day. We talk about things that happened today. We talk about things that we've done recently. And one of the things that we did recently was went out and caught a great Australian guitarist and singer-songwriter in person, Craig Morrison, whose new promo that you heard there that he did for us after the show last Friday night. And on Blast from the Past this week, Craig Morrison is our feature artist on Saturday on episode number 78. On Sunday is Mum's Music Podcast, Judy's Blast FM, where she discovers that there's more to music than country and or western. And this week, for the elephant fans, there is another elephant episode on Judy's Blast FM. Just to let you know as well, Insomnia Radio Australia episode number 6 is coming up very, very shortly. Should be recorded in the next week or so. And it will be featuring a couple of the artists that we'll have at the end of this episode of IRC FM. Insomnia Radio Australia is part of the Insomnia Radio family, and you can find it at australia.insomniaradio.net, and you can listen to some great Australian music that you might not necessarily hear on IRC FM. Alrighty, let's get straight back to the music, and this is Indofin with their song called Non-Profit. Let's tell you a bit about Indofin. They come to us from Austin, Texas. They've been together since 2002. They are an unusually unique ska punk reggae power trio from Austin, Texas. From these very modest beginnings and years spent at what seemed like futile efforts, Indofin has certainly come a long way, becoming one of the defining bands of the Central Texas ska punk scene. They managed to play showcases during South by Southwest from 2003 to 2007, and that's a hard festival to get onto. and they earned a spot on the Vans Warped Tour in 2007. Since they released their self-titled debut album in the spring of 2005, they have played over 300 shows in over 50 US cities, as well as doing extensive regional touring around their home state of Texas. Indofin has always maintained a strong do-it-yourself work ethic, booking five of their own tours, and they have never had a label, agent or manager. They have shared the stage with many of America's top touring acts, including Voodoo, Glow Skulls, Badfish, Sandline Tribute, The Expendables, Outlaw Nation, The Stingers, The Supervillains, and many, many more. So let's hear some Indofin right now here on IRC FM with this particular song that is called Non-Profit. And don't forget, IRC FM and Channel IRC is non-profit.
Thank you.
Some metal here on Irk FM, and I'm no Steve to the O, but that was Lockdown. Lockdown was the name of the song by 12 After. That was Lockdown by 12 After, and lots of great metal could be heard there. They come to us from Pennsylvania in the US. They've been playing in the local region at some of the best venues for the last few years. They are a group of five talented musicians out to play the music that they love. 12 After has developed a rabid fan base that supports the band like no other band's fans. Their music is the combination of all things metal and maturing every day. With the recent addition of a new rhythm section, 12 After's music has taken a new direction. And they are also doing some gigs. If you're on the east coast of the US over the next couple of months, Pennsylvania, Florida, and there's even a yet-to-be-confirmed performance in South Carolina as well. Don't forget, for all the bands, you can go to the show notes at irkfm.com, click on the links, find out more about the artists, support them, buy their music. Go out and see them live, interact with them on the social networks, help spread the word, and if you do contact them on the social networks, tell them that you heard them here on Irk FM. Irk FM comes at no cost to you, comes at some cost to me, and like me, many of these bands also have day jobs, and music is not a cheap business, even though it is a lot cheaper than it has been in the past, and it's a lot easier these days to spread your music around the world. Like all the other bands on this show, in some way, shape or form, 12 After contacted me and basically asked, Irk, can I play your, can you play my music? And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem, guys, all good. And I'll be looking forward to playing some more 12 After in the future. So, wow, 2 weeks in a row, Irk FM with a metal song. Who would have thought? And if you're looking for other music podcasts apart from those here on Channel Irk, you can visit the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. There's two very high-quality metal shows, the Dark Compass Metal Show and Kimmy and the Metal Deli, for instance. But it doesn't matter. If you're not into metal, that's fine. There's lots of great shows. Over 50 shows at the Association of Music Podcasting across the US, the UK, Europe, and also in Australia, we have now 3 music shows on the Association of Music Podcasting, including, of course, this one, Irk FM, which for a while at least was the only member of the association, musicpodcasting.org. Go and check that out. We'll be back here on IRC FM very, very shortly, helping to spread the love. And we'll be back very, very shortly. IRCFM.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes and let the bands know where you heard them on IRC FM. G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under. Insomnia Radio Australia.
I confess up to the truth. You stay hopeful and confused.
From the 12 Apostles, the Great Barrier Reef, the Daintree Forest, and the Nullarbor Plain.
But I can't find the words that are stored in my head. So I lay by your side until all tears are shed. Then I see what you need.
Here in Australia, we drive on the left-hand side of the road.
Pull back the blinds, let the light in, and be aware that my thoughts are of you. Virtual kisses in a text message are all I have to fall asleep with.
Australia.insomniaradio.net.
Everything you said reminded me.
From the land of the Never Never, the Dreamtime, and Uluru.
I confess up to the truth.
Insomnia Radio Australia. Coming soon, Channel IRC presents A Moment in Time. A podcast and print novel coming soon. Five women come together in a man's world. Are you ready for A Moment in Time? amomentintimenovel.com. Tune in, find out. A Moment in Time, available via podcast and in print. amomentintimenovel.com. Thank you.
I thought you were mine, girl, Lord, but Rosie, that's a lie.
Don't be waiting here too long. Fly high to the mountain. this is Capero, and you're listening to IRC FM.
This episode of IRC FM just had everything. We've had some rock, we've had some pop, we've had some metal, we've had some blues, and now we've had some piano music as well. And we've had the last two artists were Australian artists that you'll also be able to hear on the next episode of Insomnia Radio Australia. That was Molly Contia-George with her song called Sometimes. And it's rather appropriate that I played that song because Molly has just come back from a tour down through country New South Wales and to the top of Victoria there called the Sometimes Tour. And already she's got dates for 2011 in Cuba, which is quite cool. Molly won the National Youth Week Rocket Industry Award for 2010. She grew up in a household with two music teachers and performers, And so she is the fourth generation to have been influenced by her songwriting, performing and composing. And it's the influence of the previous three generations that nudged her in the direction of music. Molly wrote and recorded her first song at the age of 10 and has been recording and performing ever since. In 2008, age 17 and fresh out of high school, Molly made the journey to Austin, Texas for South by Southwest and recorded her debut EP in Sydney and in Byron Bay on the north coast of New South Wales. Beautiful part of the world up there. Byron Bay, lots of arty sort of people, lots of musical type people go up to Byron Bay and absolutely love the lifestyle. This year saw her as a junior top four finalist in the National Youth Week Rocket Competition and the National Songwriting Competition. And this year she won that event, the National Youth Week Rocket Competition. Before Molly, we heard from another Australian artist, and we heard from Stevie Page with her song called Fly High, which is quite cool as well. Before she was even aware of the style, Stevie Page was writing soul blues tunes soon after her move from the classical guitar. Since then, Stevie has made a distinct impact on the Australian blues touring circuit with a voice that effortlessly, there's a word for Judy, slips from a velvety smooth to a classic blues rasp and incredible mastery of her guitars. Her new album is called Welcome to the Big Time, and that marks her departure from performing solo. The coupling of Stevie's voice and guitar with a three-piece rhythm section, punchy horns and lush strings produce a vibrancy and tone that is reminiscent of the Memphis sounds from Stax and High Records during the late 1960s. Adding weight to the album is Stevie's pairing with blues legend Charlie Musselwhite on an acoustic rendition of Old Man River. She was actually first drawn to music while watching the hit TV show Fame, that some of us listeners may indeed remember, with her family in Hanging Rock in Country Victoria. She told her parents that she wanted to go to a school like the one that was on TV, and then she went to the Victorian College of the Arts. Quite cool. And prior to that, we heard from Marshall Lawrence, the Doctor of the Blues. Now, regular listeners to Urk FM know that I like to spend a bit of time giving you some of the backstory about some of the artists, and some of the artists indeed have very interesting backstories, as does Lawrence, who indeed gave us all his music via the Channel Urk Facebook group. Links, of course, that on the show notes. And 12 After, they did exactly the same thing. Not many blues artists can call themselves the Doctor of the Blues without a whole stretcher full of the idioms winking big talk. But Marshall Lawrence can, and only with the slightest bit of irony. The award-nominated Canadian bluesman actually holds a doctorate in psychology, and he knows how to use it. Just as he knows how to use his slashing guitar, stinging, lightning, fast slide, and pleading mournful moan. Marshall's prescription for a maximum blues remedy. Quote, psychology is about taking the good times and the bad times and dealing with it and getting out there. And that's what the blues are about, singing about the good and the bad, so there's always been a parallel for me. He recently retired after 10 years of counselling troubled teenagers, and he now devotes himself full time to playing the blues. And don't forget, you can check out more of Marshall Lawrence and any of the other artists via the show notes for episode 101, submissions 101, on urkfm.com. Click on the links and find out more about the artists. The artists we heard today were Dandelion, Bud Huzzah, Monty, Postcode, Latent Anxiety, Indofin, 12 After, Marshall Lawrence, Stevie Page and Molly Contagiorge. The latter two I'm looking forward to playing on Insomnia Radio Australia episode number 6. So if you enjoyed them there, I'll choose a different song for you to hear And I dare say they may also get a play on the weekend, on a different weekend, of course, on Channel Urk, with a big weekend of Craig Morrison and Elephant Music not necessarily together. Anywho, I'm Urk, and I hope you enjoyed this show. Alcohol-free today, back to my original setup, rearranged the button-pushing software, and it's all good. Until next time, I'm Urk. You can contact me by going to the website, of course. Urk FM is licensed under a Creative Commons license, and all music is the rights holder's original work, and the rights holder maintain their rights. All the music is played with permission or with arrangements by various content providers. Until next time, I'm Urk, and good night, Interweb. Oh, and if you're wondering why your file hasn't ended yet, we have a very, very special surprise for those people who either read the show notes or listen to their file all the way through. I'm about to put a song onto the episode by our good mate at Urk FM, Matt Stevens. He recently lost a good friend of his, and Dan was the gentleman's name who Matt recently lost. And in tribute to his mate Dan, Matt penned this song in typical Matt Stevens fashion. It's a long one. If you thought that the song from last week that we played that went for 10 minutes was a long song, this one's even longer. But knowing Matt Stevens like I do, it's quality work and, of course, worth the listen. You can go to his website and you can download this particular track for free, and it's a worthy tribute to a nice friend of Matt's and a very talented man as well, someone who Matt will indeed miss dearly. So here is the tribute song, and I'll see you next week. Good night, Interweb.